News Talk 1620 WTAW, continuing our Monday series of interviews with representatives of agencies that receive the benefit of your contributions to United Way of the Brazos Valley. And this week, focusing on Twin City Mission, and with me is Director Ron Crozier.
Well, I think it's real important for our community to understand that while the United Way of the Brazos Valley, over the last year and a half, 2 years, has struggled to maintain a positive image, it's real important that we as a community don't turn our backs on the United Way. They've done so much good for so long, and they've really tried to be good servants of the community. The community makes those donations, and then the United Way of the Brazos Valley makes sure that those donations are being given to the places that need them the most, that can have the biggest impact, so that your dollars go further. So while we have a new director over there, a new CEO, I think Andy has done an outstanding job of reaching out to all the agencies, making himself available to the community, letting them know, hey, we're visible. Come look at us. Here we are. We've got nothing to hide. There's been some changes, but, you know, with anything, there's going to be changes. But the United Way of the Brazos Valley is doing things the right way. And for us as one of the partner agencies to be one of those that receive funding from the United Way, I'm telling you, it is a strenuous process to go through, but it's a good process because that tells the community up front that we're doing things the right way at Twin City Mission. In order for us to be a partnered agency, we've got to make sure our T's are crossed and our I's are dotted and know that nobody's trying to, you know, cure the common cold or recreate rocket science. We're just trying to take care of our community neighbors. And with United Way support, when we can put their sticker on our window, that gives us instant credibility, as it does any partner agency. When you look at the 20-plus agencies that are here in this community, we're all proud to be able to say that we're affiliated with the United Way, because that tells everybody we're doing it right and their dollars are being spent the way they want them to be.
Which then, once you receive the United Way funding, how does it go out? And share some numbers, as unfortunate as they are. Twin City Mission is an organization that unfortunately is not ever going to go out of business.
Yeah, just for your information, today our census at the Bridge Homeless Shelter, we had 79 people stay with us last night. Of those 79, that included five families with eight kids. So that reality is in our community. At Phoebe's home, our domestic violence shelter, we had five women and eight kids. So there are individuals that have direct needs in our community that those United Way dollars are helping take care of. We use those United Way dollars in one aspect as matching funds for other grants. And they can look at, well, what is your involvement in the community? How are you getting support from your community? And how can we double those dollars, if you will? So when we can look at United Way's dollars being used towards our programs, then we can also use that in our advantage to get other bigger dollars.
A little bit goes a real long ways.
It does, and I think that really speaks highly of this community again. You know, we're proud to live here. We're proud to call it home, but there's people here in our community that need help. And, you know, Twin City Mission is just one of those organizations. It's never about us, and it's never about any of the funded agencies. It's always about the community support of those agencies. And they can do that in two ways. They can help those agencies directly, or they can support the United Way and allow those dollars to be spread out over more agencies so you can have a bigger bang for your buck, if you will.
Any volunteer opportunities or anything else we can get to listeners involved with Twin City Mission?
Absolutely. You know, go to our website again, www.twincitymission.org. There's always a need for volunteers. You and I can sit here and talk, Bill, for hours about these great things that people do in our community and how they support us financially. And you can write a check for $10 and feel good about it. You've made help make a difference. Or you can volunteer and you can come down and you can help somebody who's cold find a coat for the winter. Or you can hand a tray of food to a hungry person at our community cafe, and those experiences will last you a lifetime. That $10 check you wrote will be forgotten tomorrow. That experience of making a direct impact on an individual right here in our community is priceless.
In addition to the United Way campaign going on, it's also the start of the annual coat and blanket giveaway at the mission.
It's an exciting time of year when you think about it, Bill, as we head into the cooler months. Well, I know that's an oxymoron right now, saying cooler, but we know that the cooler months are ahead. So we're trying to educate the community right now and let them know that, you know, we are going to be putting boxes out. We're going to be collecting coats and blankets. And the week before Thanksgiving, we're going to give them all away. Last year, we gave away over 1,000 items. And it wasn't Twin City Mission doing it. It was the community making those donations that made it possible for others in the community to have something to keep warm.
And this is typically the time of the year with the calendar changing that folks will see what's in the closet, what they want to keep, what they don't want to keep.
It's amazing, and I'm as guilty as everybody else. When your stuff sits in the closet, your winter stuff sits in the closet over the summer, it shrinks. For some reason, it doesn't fit when you pull it out again. So, you know, there's a lot of us that are going to have to go out and get new jackets. Or maybe we've decided to redo our bedroom, so we need new blankets or new comforters or new quilts on the beds. And what better way to deal with those that we're trying to get rid of than to make them available to somebody that doesn't have those? It's sad. It's a true reflection of the community. But we've actually got families in this town where the kids have to share blankets at night. And they have to take turns wearing coats, you know, just to keep warm. So while we live in a very conservative community, we live in a very caring and compassionate community, and nobody wants to see kids having to share blankets and having to share coats or having adults with nothing to keep warm but maybe a sheet, you know. So there's the opportunity for us to see those boxes, drop in our old coats and blankets that are in good shape still. We don't want anything torn or stained or anything like that. But if they're still usable, let's give them to somebody that can use them.
Work in one fine location of where the boxes are.
They're going to be all over town. In fact, there'll be one here at Crystal Park Plaza. We're going to have them at all the Bryan ISD campuses. They're going to be at about a dozen different churches throughout Bryan College Station. They're going to be at a couple of restaurants. We're going to have a list on our website and it'll be www.twincitymission.org. We'll have our drop-off locations listed there, and we've got a great group of volunteers that's going to step up and help us empty those boxes on a regular basis so that it's not an inconvenience for any place that has a drop-off location. You're not going to have a box overflowing with donations. We hope to keep them emptied on a regular basis. And then, like I say, on November 21st, starting at 9 o'clock in the morning, we're going to give them all away. Thank you very much for giving us the opportunity to come out and talk not only about what Twin City Missions do in our community, but also about what the United Way does to help us and other agencies.
Ron Crozier, Twin City Mission, with us on behalf of the United Way of the Brazos Valley. Again, UWBV.org for more information about how you can help out with the fall campaigns of the United Way of the Brazos Valley. On News Talk 1620 WTAW.